Canadian context helps us understand re. In Canada, Queen Elizabeth was part of the fabric of our lives. Column, September 10. Kudos to Shachi Curl for being one of the very few writers who have properly described the sovereign as the Queen of Canada. One's opinion on the future of monarchy matters not. Her Majesty was the longest-serving Canadian monarch in parallel and separate to service to the United Kingdom, Britain as well as 13 other realms. A correct description in the Canadian context adds much to the discussion of the value of and how the sovereign as head of state represents the corporate soul known as the Crown, that is at the apex of how Canada is governed. Subsequently, Charles III is King of Canada and receives the mantle of representing all Canadians through his viceregal representatives across Canada. The authority of the Crown is not dependent upon the personality of the sovereign. Gerald W. Pash, Victoria City should honor Queen Elizabeth II. Residents of Greater Victoria are expressing their sadness at the passing of Queen Elizabeth II, our monarch and head of state during almost half the years since Canada was formed. Of note is the special relationship the monarch had with Canadians and especially Greater Victorians during her visits to British Columbia. Of note are the recent laudatory comments and tributes paid by Mayor Lisa Helps and Council on her passing. In commemoration of her 70 years as monarch and steadfast reign, will Victoria City Council consider erecting a statue of Queen Elizabeth II at the entrance to City Hall? Stan Bartlett, Victoria. For many, she was like a grandmother. Adrian Rayside's cartoon on the Queen was pertinent and moving. For many of my generation who, by middle age, have normally lost their grandparents, Her Majesty was a kind of last surviving grandmother. And now she is gone. I was blessed to have two grandmothers who were wonderful, talented, courageous, witty women, and the world has not been the same since they died decades ago. When the news from Balmoral came, I wept for many reasons: sadness for the passing of an age and an era, gratefulness for this monarch's lifelong service, and the sobering realization that I now have no grandmother left. Grant Hayter Menzies, Sydney, Canada still needs constitutional monarchy. Nothing about the British monarchy interferes in any way with decisions made by any level of government in Canada. The price we pay for the tradition surrounding our system of governance and for royal visits to this country is a pittance compared to the inestimable value to our collective Canadian well-being of a steadying presence and the traditions that are part of it. If ever there was a time when we, in fact the world, needed a calm, steadying influence, needed consistency in times of turmoil, it is now. Charles will bring himself to his role, just as Elizabeth did to hers, and William will do likewise. They inherit the leadership of an evolving institution, and I have no doubt their presence will continue to provide the calm, steadying influence all politically charged democracies need. We have only to look southward to a different form of democracy and wonder, would its governance be in such an angry, divisive state today if it, too, benefited from the steadying influence and traditions of a monarchy? Just asking. We honor Elizabeth's vision, her wisdom and her legacy best by strengthening and expanding our relationships and our work within the Commonwealth to create the kind of compassionate world she imagined for us all. A world she dedicated her life to helping promote and create. There is no downside for Canadians of our constitutional monarchy. Our esteemed role and reputation on the world stage are a product of who we are individually and collectively, and of our system of governance and the decisions made within it. We will always have mountains to climb, solutions to find, but we are the envy of many, and we would do well to follow Elizabeth's steadying example of respect, compassion and good humor as we continue to tackle the challenges of the human condition. Linda Baker, Victoria. What the Queen did for me as a 17-year-old girl in the early 1970s, with no money for college, I found I was eligible for a Queen Elizabeth scholarship. Her gift paid for my first year of nursing school, which was my start. I cared for people as a nurse for 40 years, with the last 15 years as a nursing professor. I was able to support myself and my family with my career and hopefully, teach and touch a new generation of nurses. Thank you, Queen Elizabeth, for giving me, and countless other young Canadians, that start. Heather D. Wilson, B.A., M.S.N., R.N., Reddit, Cobble Hill. A personal thanks to Queen Elizabeth. Thank you to Canada's Queen. Your remarkable and well-lived life remains an inspiration to us all. From the age of 21 you possessed precious qualities of dignity, grace and compassion. Thank you, Queen Elizabeth, for the wisdom, knowledge and understanding you meticulously used throughout your life to create a better world for us all. Your special relationship with Canada was evident throughout your 22 trips to our country you so loved. You shall always remain, Canada's queen, in our hearts and minds. Rachel McDonald. Victoria. Nanaimo is no worse than other island cities. Re. Nanaimo has issues, not good governance. Letter, September 8. The writer got that right, but what island city does not? Certainly Vancouver and Victoria are in a worse shape because they are larger. Our housing and people on the streets have their genesis in the government that closed Essendale Mental Hospital. That government never supported the people they kicked out on the streets. This is the same government that shut down supportive housing, the BC Liberals. Nanaimo has a population of 100,000, one of the fastest growing cities in BC. This has added to the housing crisis. The writer talks of the previous often chaotic administration, but even with the often removed, that statement must be about the mildest description of those administrators I can remember. I was raised a socialist in London, England, which I left at age 21. Since then I have voted locally for most parties. If I know the man, woman will be good for Nanaimo, the party is secondary. I once went door to door in support of a Liberal MLA. The writer says the traffic in Nanaimo has never been worse, but it's never been so dense. The traffic was worse before the bypass was put in. And this would not be the first fast ferry. Failures explain a lot. I will vote for Leonard Krog. I trust him to push for the right path for Nanaimo, consultants and higher taxes and all. I'll vote for the same council as well. Greg Blundell. Nanaimo. Thanks to Vic PD for giving dignity. All lives matter. Living across the street from Beacon Hill Park, we get to experience firsthand many things: deer, raccoons, peacocks, cricket, and periodically an unfortunate person having a serious meltdown. Such was the case this past Friday night. A screaming woman was brought to the attention of the police, and on their arrival she was treated with the same dignity as we all should. It took patience, tolerance, and certainly experience on the part of the police to resolve what could have been an unpleasant situation. Well done, Victoria Police Department. Clearly you are here to serve and protect us all. Jim Buchan. Victoria. Canadian connections to the Black Forest. Re. Time to unwind in the Black Forest, September 10. Rick Steves' great story on Germany's Black Forest and the resorts at Baden-Baden sparked memories of a very distinct Canada connection to the region and history. Just down the road from Baden-Baden is Baden-Solingen, once home to RCAF Baden-Solingen and a thriving Canadian community of aircrew, soldiers and their families. Garrisoned there with the 3 Royal Canadian Regiment in 1978, we practiced our land navigation skills in the countryside and forests nearby. It was a friendly and welcoming community for the Canadians who lived there for more than 4 decades, from just after the end of the Second World War to the early 1990s. On weekends we participated in popular Volksmarking events to see and explore the greater region and taste some of the local cuisine. Nestled adjacent to the Rhine River, the base was a popular airfield for British, American and other NATO planes. Canada flew the CF-104 Starfighters during my time there, when the Canadian military could still punch above its weight. There are still many Canadian connections in the region. Near the now civilian airfield is a park dedicated to the Canadian squadrons that flew from there over the years. There is even a Canada town in the area. Bill Seymour's Quaimalt election campaigns mean more pollution. We have another election and our neighborhoods become polluted with plastic signs that end up sitting in the landfills for many years, well after the voters are gone and the politicians are forgotten. One could accept this needless waste if it were really critical for the process of democracy. However, is the electorate so foolish that the only thing that sways them is seeing the same names again and again? That's all there is on the signs, names, sometimes a picture, but no policy, no information beyond that. Just endless rows of names. We have to move on from this banal way of advertising candidates. Perhaps the new council can designate areas where candidates can put up large signs with their names, their best pictures, and maybe even some information about their policies. Then leave the rest of our city election sign free and keep thousands of pieces of plastic out of the landfill. Dara Beruzi Rockland. Send us your letters, email. Letters at timescolonist.com. Mail. Letters to the editor, Times Colonist, 201-655 Tyee Road. Victoria, BCV9A6X5. Submissions should be no more than 250 words, subject to editing for length and clarity. Provide your contact information, it will not be published. Avoid sending your letter as an email attachment.